My angel, come to me, angel of music. In all your fantasies, you always knew that man and mystery were both in you. And in this labyrinth where night is blind, the phantom of the opera is there inside your mind. Don't be afraid, you're in no danger here. So long as you do not touch the mask, you will not be harmed. You know who I am. You need not see my face to recognize me. You've heard my voice. It is always ringing in your ears. However, you are mistaken about my nature. You refer to me as your angel of music. But it is not so. I am not an angel. I am not a ghost. Nor am I a genius. I am nothing but a man. A man that loves you. You are the only angel here. Yes. I do love you more than any man ever could. No, don't touch my mask. You will never see my face, my darling. It must remain a mystery. I brought you here to teach you once more, and that is what I intend to do. Come to the organ. Let me hear you sing. Your enchanting voice is all I need. Without it, without you, I would languish and die in this place as tragically and pathetically as I came to be here. But your voice, your being, it transcends all of that. The music we make together, it elevates me to a place I never thought I deserved. Come. Sit beside me, just as my voice rings in your ears. I want yours to ring in mine. Sit down as I play my organ for you. Come even closer to me. Show me what I have taught you. Sing for me.
No! Trying to take my mask on me? Insolent girl! Why so obsessed with my looks? Does it matter so much to you? Some things are better kept secret. What's important is the soul. The spirit inside my voice.
What do you mean? Is that true? You only wanted to see the face of such a genius. Oh, my love. There is nothing you could have said that would make me happier. Give me your hands, please. How lovely and soft they are. May I kiss them? My angel, that is what you are, truly. I apologize for my outburst. You least of all deserve the impact of my wrath. My disfigurement, my curse, it has kept me from experiencing much of this world. I am afraid that my mood can be volatile because of it. I am unaccustomed to such sweet company. I have lived in solitude for so long, like long before you were even born. The world has shunned me. I am a pariah to all but you. All I have is you and the music, and if my curse repelled you away from me, I don't know how I could go on. Please, my angel, tell me that you will return here willingly, despite my curse.
My darling, how I love you. You have given me more than you could possibly know. Please, come closer. I promise I will not yell again. You do not need to feel afraid here. I would never hurt you. Oh, if shivering, please take my cloak. There, I never want you to feel cold down here. I have become acclimated to the murk of this place, but you know nothing of this gloom. I hope you can forgive me for bringing you here. It was the only place where we could be together, where you could see me for what I am. Though it is entirely unfit for your radiance, you are so beautiful, my love, whether in the brilliance of the opera stage or the shade of the underground, nothing could conceal it. Will you give me your lips? How soft and supple they are. I know my lips are a bit cold. You will warm them. And it must feel strange against your soft skin. You love me, just as I am. Ah, you have no idea how much that means to me. Come into my arms, my angel. Allow me to bring you to my bed. I want you to find comfort in this place. Do you like your accommodations? Good, I'm glad. Not as lavish as the prima donna dressing room above us, but I hope it is sufficient. Your sweet throat is so very sensitive, isn't it? And your ears. You squirm each time my lips graze them. I will refrain from using my teeth on you, my love. Your skin is supple and delicate, and you deserve only the gentlest treatment. Turn your head to the other side. I want to leave no place untouched by my lips. I would very much like to mark this swan-like neck, to leave something behind for the whole world to see, a remembrance of our time together. But I'm sure that the opera directress would be horrified at that, and I would never want to compromise your career. On the contrary, you deserve to bask in the spotlight at every opportunity. If I have anything to say about it, certainly, nobody in this place deserves stardom more than you. The rest of them could not possibly compare. And only you could probably bring my art to life, to its greatest possible iteration. Without you and your voice, my work is nothing more than ink on a page. Yes, move your hands over my body. Explore me as I explore you. Oh, love, your wandering hands are perhaps a bit too curious. Yes, the pouch is difficult to ignore. But if you do not mind, might we leave that for later? Oh, it's not that, my love. I desire nothing more than to feel your touch on my most sensitive places. It is only that I selfishly would like to see what pleasure I can give you. To know that I could bring you to ecstasy, it would bring me the greatest satisfaction. Will you allow me to give that to you? My tongue can give that to you if you would only let it. Thank you. You would prefer to keep your nightgown on? What a paradox you are. How you can shine so brightly on the stage and still reside in your shell in my presence. Your maestro wishes to see you in your entirety. I already know your mind better than anyone else ever could. Won't you let me know all of you? There is no need for embarrassment. I will, of course, join you. Thank you. Oh, yes. It is as I said. There is no need to feel bashful when you look the way you do. You are the very personification of beauty, and I want to worship every inch of you. From your ankles to your calves, up your soft thighs, spread your legs just a little wider. Oh, your thighs are already slick with your juices. I don't want to miss a single drop. Nectar, all for me, collecting on these blushing lips. Don't feel bashful, please. Your arousal is all too natural. I'm happy to see it. Dripping is precisely what I hoped for. Does that please you? My tongue caressing between your soft folds. Softly.
sensitive, my love, is it? If I... take it between my lips. Oh, those whimpers are delightful, my love. And I thought my music would be the most beautiful sounds to ever come from your lips. How wrong I was. Yes, angel. Moan as loudly as you would like. No one will hear you down here, rest assured. Your singing is always divine, but this is something even greater. The most primal parts of you crying out for me. Without the care in the world. What a change from the sweet little Angelie I know so well. Just lie back and let me bring you there. Wrap your legs around my head. Pull me in even deeper. If you want me to continue my attentions, then let me know it. Pull my face even closer to your core. To your hot dripping cunt. Smother me. Grind your hips into me. Yes, like that, my angel. Of our bodies as our only master. Is that what you want, my love? To have my mouth and tongue tease this perfect cunt for as long as you can stand it? Until you are exhausted from all the pleasure. Each exquisite night with me, you'll fall asleep in my arms, safe and at peace. Not a care in the world, only ever at the behest of your maestro, only ever mine. Your legs are trembling around me, angel. Is it all becoming too much? Are your clothes? Can you feel that heat building between your thighs? As my tongue grazes your clit, even the slightest stroke makes you writhe under my tongue. I do love feeling it harden in my mouth. You're almost there now, my love. You can practically taste it, can't you? Yes, you are. No need to hold back. I know you all too well. You need this. You need the release only I could give you. Because you are mine, my angel, my star. Please, my love, let yourself go, fall over that edge, and don't look back. Yes, come in my mouth. I have you. You can let go. Let go for me. Please, my angel. Come for me. Yes. Yes.
Yes, I know. The shaking will stop soon. Oh, yes, my darling. Just rest in my arms now. I will hold you for as long as you need. Do you like the way you taste? Yes, I do too, more than anything. You can feel my cock pressing against you, can't you? I know you saw it when I undressed earlier. Throbbing for you, aching to be inside you. Are you ready for me, my love? All right, don't be scared. I know you want this too. Just lie back and relax for me now. Lie back on my bed. Yes, love, take all of me. Every last inch. Oh, feel your cunt stretch around my cock. I know, it must feel strange having something big and hard inside you, but you will adjust, I swear. When you are ready, I will begin to move, and once it is over, you will beg for more. Oh, my angel, do not grip the sheets. Give me that embrace. I don't mind a few scratches. Whether it's pain or pleasure that you feel, I want to feel all of it. Yes, I. There you go. The bed is moving. I would never want to bring you pain. But if it must be that way, then give me that pain. I want to see the bruises and nail marks as I look into the mirror. The only deformity that I can be proud of. Yes, the marks of your enjoyment, of your love for me. Going to move faster now, but not too fast. Oh, yes. Doesn't that feel good? Good girl, you are doing so well for me, darling. Taking all of me inside you, stretched so tightly around me. It is getting easier with each thrust as your juices coat my shaft, burying myself even deeper inside you. Hips grinding against that tender clit. That is why you're whimpering, isn't it? Oh, yes. Yes, I can tell. I know you, my love. I have known you ever since you came to this place all those years ago. And I know your body. How it submits to me as I conduct your symphony. I was your angel back then. I was your angel of music when you had nobody and nothing. I gave you your voice when you thought all was lost, when your life was shrouded in gray. I was your light. And now you are my angel, my shining star. From that shy little opera dancer to the beacon that you are today, a glorious young woman, all grown up. Oh, and what a beauty you are. Squeeze these perfect breasts. Feel your little nipples poking into my palms. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like it when I take possession of them, when I massage them with my strong hands. Oh, yes. Feel it. And the tips get so very sensitive, don't they? Even gentle strokes make you shudder in delight. And if I lightly suckle at this peak, oh yes, squirm for me. Shall I repeat that treatment on the other one? Yes, very well. How do you like it when I moan around them, those sweet vibrations bringing them to life? Not unlike how I feel when you sing for me. You will sing for me again, won't you? Not just on the opera stage, but here in our sanctuary. Sing for me. Not of tragedy and despair, but of love.
you love me, my love? Tell me at once. Look me in the eyes and say it. Tell me you love me. Tell me as you reach that peak. Yes, yes, I love you. Tell me again. Yes, sing for me. Yes, again. Yes, again. It is the sweetest music, your melody. Cry out for me, my love. Cry out for your master. Come on, Iskak. Sing for your maestro. Sing as you have so many times before. Sing for me. Sing for me, and I will give you what you have desired for so long. You will be filled to the brim with me, and then I will always be with you. That is what you want, my angel. That is what you need, to have your masters come inside you, so you will always be part of you. I can feel you rippling around me, almost ready to burst. There is no need to hold back anymore. There is no need for false modesty. You want this. Show me that you need me. And I will respond in turn. There will be no doubt in your mind after this night. The deepest depths of you will know. Nothing could possibly destroy that. Oh, our bond can withstand it all. Those fools that sing before you after each performance, they could never know. They know nothing of what we share, you and me. Me, the conductor, and you, my instrument. That thought arouses you, doesn't it? My position of your body and your voice. It pleases you. You want me to take control of your sensations. Each thrust gives me more and more power over you. And when I take control, you can let go of it all. And yes, yes, yes. Thought alone can bring you there. And don't fight it. Come with me. Nail it there, my love. Yes, come with me. Come with me, my angel. Come with me. Now, sweet girl. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, 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 oh. Against me. You fit against me perfectly. My arms wrapped tight around your waist, shielding you from the world. You are here. And you are mine. Nothing and nobody can take you from me. Not in this place, in our haven. Oh. My angel. I cannot keep you here forever. As much as I would like you to remain. This place cannot hold you forever. I must remain here, but you were not made for the gloom. I will let you leave on one condition. Take this ring. Wear it always. Never take it off. It is your piece of me when I cannot be with you, while you are in the outside world, away from our sanctuary in the dark. For now, rest. Rest in my arms. I will sing you to sleep.
You alone can make my song take flight. Help me make the music of the night.
Sleep, my angel. Sleep.